So let's have a word of prayer, and then we will consider some truth from Ephesians chapter 6.
我们首先来祷告，然后我们再来认真学习一下在以弗所书第六章的经文。
Lord, we are thankful for our opportunity to be together tonight.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，我们有这样的机会呢，聚在一起。
And our prayer is that you will help us as we would study the truths of God together.
所以呢，我们的祷告是您来帮助我们在我们一起学习神的话的时候。
We're thankful, Lord, that it is your intention that we understand both the simple things of the gospel and that we understand the rest of the Bible as well.
所以主啊，我们也知道这是您的意愿，就是要让我们理解的圣经里那些简单的真理，同样呢，其他的真理也想让我们理解。
So Lord, we want to know about the new birth, but we also want to know about the new life that follows the new birth.
因为我们也主啊，我们要知道这样一个我们新的生命，我们也想知道，就是说我们在后面新生以后，我们能够死去的人生。
And so we pray that you will teach us, and that you will teach us tonight.
所以我们祷告您会教导我们，就是今天晚上教导我们。
Give Rob and to me wisdom to say the right words.
所以呢，求你赐个Harold 和那个 Rob 那个正确的话语。
And give, we pray, to Roy the words to translate.
也求您呢赐给 Roy 那样的话去翻译。
So we ask this all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祈求这所有的一切是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, so nice to see each one this evening. We've been involved in many things recently, and it's so nice to be back together again tonight.
今天晚上呢，今天非常高兴看见大家，因为我们过去呢也涉及到一些其他的事，我们也非常高兴今天晚上呢回来聚在一起。
We've been studying in the book of Ephesians.
我们一直在学习以弗所书。
And tonight we're in the chapter 6 and we're considering the great truths of Christian warfare.
今天呢，我们在学习以弗所书第六章。第六章呢，我们一直在学习关于那个基督徒的战争。
And so we're going to try to learn this evening a little bit more about how to be effective in our presentation of the wonderful truths of God to the world around us.
所以呢，我们今天晚上呢就要学习我们怎样把我们这个奇妙的神的真理展现给我们周围的世界。
And we want to make sure by the grace of God that the work that we are doing is blessed of God and is effective against the evil one who does not want anyone else to hear about Jesus Christ.
我们今天呢也祈求神的帮助我们，就是说我们所做的工作呢是神赐福的，同样呢我们所做的工作呢是针对那些魔鬼，他不想要我们去把神的真理传扬出去，这样去跟他们战斗。
And so again, just a very brief outline of the book of Ephesians. The first three chapters are all about the great blessingsinto which God has brought Christians.
现在我们再一次的把这个以弗所书的大纲讲一下，因为以弗所书从一到三章呢所讲的都是神要赐给我们的赐福。
And then in chapters 4 and 5 and the beginning of chapter 6, the message is how to live wisely based on these great blessingsHow to live in the church, how to live in the family, how to live in the world, how to live away from sin, all of these covered in those chapters.
因为在那个以弗所书后面的四五六章呢，我们就开始说，当我们获得了神的这样的恩赐和赐福以后，我们怎么样把它们应用到我们的现实的世界中去？我们怎样在家里扮演角色？我们怎样在工作中扮演角色？我们怎样和圣徒们一起相处？和所有的这些我们要相处的一些关系。
And lastly, the issue is how to be a good warrior.
所以现在呢，最后那一部分呢，讲的是怎样成为一个斗士。
I have never gone to war.
我从来没有打过仗。
As a matter of fact, I didn't ever want to go to war.
所以呢，事实上呢，我根本就不想去参加战争。
I lived in the United States for several years.
他以前在美国住过几年。
And the Americans told me that I was subject to the draft, and that if, in fact, a war broke out, the American military would draft me and to become a soldier or somewhere else in their great military complex.
因为当时美国人告诉他呢，就说他是在美国的那个征兵的那个名单上，所以呢，如果当时发生战争，他们如果需要征更多的兵的话，那么他必须应征入伍去参加美国的军队。
And I basically said to myself, I don't want to do that. So I thought, if they draft me, I'm going to run as fast as I can to the Canadian border. I'm going to go home so I don't have to fight for the Americans.
所以他说呢，当时呢，我根本就不想去参加战争。所以呢，他说呢，如果他们说我在征兵的名单上，那么说呢，我应该以尽快的速度把车开到我们加拿大的那个边境上，越过边境回到加拿大，因为我根本就不想为美国人打仗。
But on the other hand, it would be a great honor to fight for the Lord Jesus Christ.
另一个方面讲呢，如果我们是为主耶稣基督去打仗呢，那就是一个极大的荣誉。
But if I were going to be fighting for the Lord Jesus, I would certainly want to have the right armor. If I'm going to battle, I want to have the right armor in order to defend myself and in order to defeat the enemy.
因为如果我真的要去打仗的话呢，那我就想要有很好的装备，正确的装备。这些装备呢，能够保护我自己，也能够去打败敌人。
And so we're going to go back and review now. Chapter 6 and verse 11 says that we have to fight for God. We've got to put on the whole armor of God.
所以呢，我们的以弗所书第六章的第十一节说呢，如果我们要为神战斗的话，就要穿戴神的全副军装。
And chapter verse 12 says the reason is that we fight against the devil and against his great powers, and they are strong, they are effective, and they are persistent.
所以这个呢，我们就说我们要穿神的军装呢的原因呢是在第十二节呢，因为我们要去打仗的对象，他就是魔鬼，他们实际上呢，他们是灵力的，也是那些非常有力量的，非常有全能的，所以这样呢，他们也是非常的顽固的。
And therefore, the Christian in verse 14 is called to take the armor of God, all the seven elements of the armor we must take.
所以呢，基督徒们从第14节开始呢，被要求要穿戴这所有的军装，就是装备，一共是七样。
The first of the armaments is the armor of the loins girt about with truth.
所以这个呢，第一个我们要穿戴的装备呢，就是用真理束腰。
We protect our innards, our middle, we protect with truth.
因为我们是由真理来保护我们的。
The Bible says that the truth that we've got to get into us is the Bible.
所以这个真理呢，我们要拿进来的呢，就是圣经。
And frankly, that's why we're here tonight. We're here to learn more about the truth of God. We must be strong for Him.
现在这就是坦率的是为什么我们来这里的原因，因为我们要学习神的真理，我们要在神里坚强。
The Christian has got to not only know the truth of God, but he's got to find the truth of God refreshed in his head.
因为基督徒呢，不光是要认识神的真理，同样在他大脑里呢，神的真理要不断的更新。
Many years ago, it was my privilege on occasion to teach a little in the university that I was attending.
所以呢，很多年之前呢，就是我有这样有兴趣，教一些呢，教一点点在我上大学里面的那类的人。
I didn't find that too hard because I was involved in academics all day, every day.
所以呢，我发现那个呢并不是很难，因为我在学院里呢，我每天都去参加。
But if you were to tell me that I had to go today to teach those courses that I used to teach, I would say, I can't do that, I forgot.
所以呢，如果今天呢，你要我回到大学去教我以前教过那样的课程呢，我说呢，我做不到，因为我已经把那些全忘了。
So the Christian is continually strengthening the truth he has. He's reading the word, he's studying the word every day in order that he be strong to communicate the truth of God every day.
所以这个呢，基督徒们呢，他们每天都要持续的去学习神的真理，这样呢，以便我们在用神的真理交流的时候呢，在我们的大脑里呢，不断的加强，我们可以有效的去交流。
And then the second, piece of armament that we put on is the breastplate. We talked a little bit about that last week.
第二个那个经章呢，我们上个星期谈到的呢，要穿上公义的护心镜。上个星期呢，我们只是讲了一点点关于这个的。
And we pointed out that the breastplate is a breastplate of righteousnesses. It's the good things we do for God. They become our breastplate.
所以我们讲到的护心镜呢，实际上就是公义的，公义的就是我们去做的那些善事，正确的是我们为神所做的，这样呢，这些会成为我们的护心镜。
So the righteousness that we do is a series of wires, if you like, that go this way, and a series of wires that go this way, and they're intertwined, they become very like a vest, what's the word I want now? A bulletproof vest. That's what we want.
Yeah. 所以他说呢，其实我们要用的呢，就是说呢，我们公义的，就是呢，像每一股一股的绳子一样的，这样从上往下，这样从旁边往这样，这样的交织在一起，交织在一起，交织的非常的密，最后呢，就像那个防弹背心一样。
So if there is in fact sin in the life, that means that there is a hole in the breastplate.
因为如果真正的说我们在那个我们的人生里有那个罪的话，在公义里面有罪存在的，就是说这个防弹背心呢就好像破了一个洞。
So if you were in the army and you were a sharpshooter for the army, you would take aim and you would shoot at the hole in the armor of the enemy.
所以呢，如果说是你在那个军队里，你是一个神枪手的话，你就会照着敌人的那个他们的那个防备的那个洞里射一颗子弹进去。
And that's what the devil tries to do for every Christian. Don't leave a hole in your armor. Don't allow sin in your life.
那这就是魔鬼想要在基督徒身上所做的，因为他老要找你那个身上的那个洞，所以呢，不要让你的人生里面有罪，这样你的这个护心镜就没有破洞。
And then verse 15 says, and let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
第十五节说呢，又要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
What kind of shoes do you put on?
今天要穿什么样的鞋呢？
And the answer is, you put on the shoes that you have prepared so that you can tell clearly the message of the gospel.
所以呢，今天呢，你就是要穿这样的鞋，你可以跟别人呢清晰的传递福音。
If you were to tell the gospel to somebody, what verses from the Bible would you use?
因为如果你要向别人呢传福音的话呢，那么圣经里的哪一节经文你是应该去用的呢？
Have you got a large number of gospel verses memorized so that you're ready, your feet are ready so that you can teach the gospel to people when their questions arise?
所以呢，在你的心里呢，你记了大量的传福音的经文吗？就这样的话呢，就说你当你去传福音时的时候，别人问你问题的时候呢，你从你的内心深处你背下来的经文里，你可以马上找出来回答他。
All right, so those are three armaments. Armament number one, your loins girt with truth. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, your feet shod so that you can go quickly to the truth of God to tell the gospel.
这里呢，我们有三样的这样的装备。第一样呢，就是要用真理束腰；第二个呢，就是要穿上公义的护心镜；第三个呢，就是你的脚要预备好，你要传平安的福音，你能很快的把它传出去。
Then number four, you take the shield of faith, and you've got this big shield of faith that you fold out in front of any attack the enemy might send you.
第四样呢，就是说呢，你又要拿信心当盾牌。拿信心当盾牌什么意思呢？你拿着，就像你拿一个盾牌放在你前面，你的敌人呢，就是魔鬼呢，他要袭击你的时候，你可以拿这个盾牌去抵挡。
And verse 16 says, the reason we need a shield of faith is that we must be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
第十六节说呢，我们要拿这个盾牌的原因呢，是可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
The wicked keep shooting at us.
所以那个恶者呢，他一直向我们射这个带火的箭。
And what the wicked one usually says is, you aren't going to succeed. You're not a very good Christian. You don't know this.You can't do that, and he makes us doubt what it is we know to be true.
所以魔鬼经常对我们说呢，你做不到，你不会成功的，因为你这些事情呢，你不，因为你没有足够的能力去做，所以呢，他魔鬼的总是想要我们去怀疑我们要做的事情。
If you were the Apostle Paul,And if you went preaching and the enemy threw you into prison, would you really believe what you had been told? Or would you be tempted to doubt that God really loves you sitting there rotting in a prison?
对呢，如果你是那个使徒保罗，当时呢，你坐在监狱里，监狱里呢，他们来到监狱里试图去攻击你的时候，当时呢，你坐在那个监狱的那个潮湿的那种脏的地板上，你是不是会怀疑神是不是真的爱你呢？
So the devil does not want you to believe. And especially when you start telling others about him, he is going to tempt you to suggest you shouldn't believe.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，他永远呢，他不想要你信。他如果说呢，特别是当有人给你传福音的时候呢，他总是要诱惑你，让你不要信。
So what you need is strong faith.
所以呢，你所需要的是坚定信心。
So how do you get strong faith?
那么你怎样获得坚定的信心呢?
And the scriptures say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want your faith to be stronger, keep reading the Bible.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，信心呢，来自听，听呢，来自听神的话。 所以如果你想要有坚定的信心的话呢，你要保持读圣经。Sometimes
I say, Lord, to serve God is hard, and I'm not sure. I don't know that I can believe that you're in all these difficulties that I have in my life.
所以呢，有时候呢，我跟自己说呢，去服侍主呢，服侍神呢，非常的难，因为呢，我就是跟有时候跟主说呢，我不确定你，您是真的知道我人生里面的那些难处。And then
I say to myself, well, Harold, is your life worse than the life of Elijah? Elijah had lots of difficulties. He kept believing God. Why don't you?
然后我问我自己一个问题，我说Harold，你的人生比那个以利亚还要难吗？如果你的没有比以利亚难，那么以利亚他一直保持信主，你为什么不能保持信主呢？
What about Moses? He had difficulty in his life, but he kept believing God, and God blessed him in a wonderful way. Why not you? Why don't you do that?
那摩西呢？ 摩西呢，实际上人生中呢也有很多艰难的时刻，所以呢，他保持着信主，那么神呢，从很多方面以一种奇妙的方式赐福给他。那么我为什么不能像摩西那样，也从神那里得到那样的赐福呢？
And then you think about the Apostle Paul, and he had lots of problems in his life, and you say, well, that's true, he had problems, but if the Lord helped him, if the Lord helped Moses, if the Lord helped Elijah, surely the Lord will help you. The way to strengthen our faith is to become more and more filled with the Word of God, the promises of God.
所以呢，我就说呢，那使徒保罗会怎么样呢？使徒保罗人生中呢有很多的麻烦，有很多的艰难。那么神呢，就一直的去在帮助他。如果神能够像去帮助保罗在困难中，那么神也会在困难中呢帮助我。神能够帮助摩西，帮助以利亚，帮助使徒保罗。那么说呢，我们唯一加强我们信心的方式呢，就是不断的去读神的话。
And then the next one is in verse 17. It says that we are to be taking the helmet of salvation.
下一个呢，就是在第十七节说呢，我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
So the helmet covers the head, and the head is where you do your thinking.
所以呢，这个头盔呢，就是呢，保护你的头的。你的头就是你那个大脑的思维，就是从那个头里开始的。And
so our strength is we keep on thinking about the great things that God has done for us. We fill our minds with the salvation that He has brought us, and we will be strong to carry on for Him.
所以呢，这个里面讲到的，我们一直要去讲神在我们身上所做的那些奇妙的工作，也是他给我们的这种奇妙的救恩。所以我们要一直去保持去思想神的话，这样呢，他就会保护我们的头。
And so the next one is we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
下一节呢，就是说拿着圣灵的宝剑，那就是神的话语。
So we do the work of God by presenting the Word of God.
所以呢，我们去做神的工呢，是通过去向别人展示神的话。
So have you noticed in all of these amendments how important the truth of the Bible is?
所以呢你看了这所有的这些元素的话呢你就会知道呢圣经是有多么的重要。
The Bible is what it's all about.
所以圣经呢就是所有的讲的就是这些。
Okay, the loins girt about with truth is the truth of the Bible.
因为这个用真理来束腰，这个是圣经里的真理。
The breastplate of righteousness is obedience to the instructions of the Bible.
所以这个用公义的护心镜呢，就是你要顺服圣经里的真理。
The feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.That is ready to use the Bible, ready to go with the Bible.
也呢要用平安的福音呢预备走路的鞋穿上这个鞋呢就是说呢你要准备好去怎么去用圣经。
The shield of faith is the confidence we have in the Bible.
比这个盾牌呢就是我们在对圣经里的我们有的这样的自信。
The helmet of salvation is the understanding that we have of the Bible.
所以这个救恩的头盔呢是我们对圣经的理解。
And the sword of the Spirit is the verses we have from the Bible.
所以呢圣灵的宝剑呢就是我们在圣灵在圣经里边的每一节经文。
And so, it's all very important for us, isn't it? What is the foundation of our warfare for God? It is the Word of God, the man of God, the woman of God, the soldier of God. We've got to take the Bible.
所以呢这个里面呢这个基础的就是所有的讲的就是圣经我们属神的男人属神的女人我们属神的战士我们要用的就是圣经。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
所以大家要记住我们的主耶稣基督说过呢人不应该只为粮食而活着是应该是为了神从神里出神嘴里说出来的每一句话而活。
Remember when he was tempted, he quoted the word of God.
大家要记住呢就是说呢当主耶稣基督受试探的时候呢他引用了神的话。
And when he preached,He continually quoted the word of God. He explained the word of God.
So, 当他讲道的时候呢，他一直呢就是也是在解释神的话，他一直在用神的话。
So, all of this is our great preparation, our great plan. We want to be used of God. We want to make sure that we have the truth of God so that we canserve the Lord acceptably and defensively.
所以这个呢里面呢就是说呢我们所有的人呢都要去有这样的准备有这样的计划要我们去让神呢用我们当神用我们的时候呢可以非常有效的用我们我们也可以非常的能够去用神的话来防护自己。
And then verse 18 says,We are to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
第十八节说呢，随时用各种方式在圣灵里祷告祈求。
That then is the foundation of our Christian battle.
这个呢，就是我们基督徒的那个战场的一个基石。
So I want you to turn then, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 6. In Acts chapter 6, there's a verse that we should read.
因为我们大家呢，可以把你的圣经翻到《使徒行传》的第六章，《使徒行传》第六章呢，有一节经文呢，我们是应该来读一下的。The
first great servants of God, the first great warriors, the first great missionaries were the apostles.
所以呢，首那第一批那个斗士，第一批那个伟大的战士，第一批这些出去的人呢，他们都是那些使徒。
And verse 4 says, Peter says regarding the responsibility of all the apostles, he says, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
使徒行传第六章第四节，第四节当时说呢，我们却要在祷告和传道的事工上专心。
That's how the apostles were enabled to turn the world upside down, we're told in Acts, by the preaching of the word. They gave themselves continually to prayer and to the word of God.
这就是为什么我们在使徒行传里被告知说当时的使徒们把整个世界翻了一个个，这个就是因为当时的使徒们呢，他们在祷告和传道的事工上专心。
And frankly, they had to work hard to make sure that other things didn't get in the way of their preaching the truth of God.
所以呢，同样的呢，坦率说，他们必须努力的工作，努力的工作呢，这样其他的事情呢，在他们传递，在传神的工的时候呢，不会受到阻碍。
And so the seventh item then, there's six about the word of God, and then the seventh is prayer, and the eighth is at the end of verse 18, it says, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
然后呢，第六个呢，就是说，实际上是在第十八节里，大家回到以弗所书第六章，以弗所书第六章第十八节里讲到呢，必要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So we're to be praying and we're to be watching for the answers to prayer.
所以呢，我们要祷告，祷告呢，然后我们要警醒，警醒呢，就是看着神来应允我们的祷告。
So just a personal note here, but this evening I was very encouraged because just as I was coming to the meeting this evening, the phone rang.
所以呢，就是说我自己的一个经历。今天呢，晚上呢，我在刚刚来到参加这个学习之前呢，我的电话响了。And
the message in the phone was an answer to prayer.
所以呢，那个电话里传来的信息呢，是
And my friend started talking to me, and inside I was saying, Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for giving me this encouragement through an answer to prayer before I go to preach tonight.
因为我今天呢，在电话里我的朋友告诉我的时候呢，我一直说哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。我说感谢主，您用这个我经常祷告的，给了我这个祷告的应允，在我今天来讲道之前，用这个来鼓励我。
God wants to encourage us. He encourages us through the word, and he encourages us as prayer is made and prayer is answered, and that's what you need to be a strong soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神呢，他一直鼓励我们，鼓励我们呢，是通过呢神的话来鼓励我们，同样呢，也通过因应我们的祷告来鼓励我们。这样呢，这就是为什么我们都要成为主耶稣基督的战士。
And then Paul says in verse 19, he says, "Pray also for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel."
第十九节说呢，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Why would a great man like Paul say, "Keep praying for me"? That I might open my mouth boldly.
为什么这么一个伟大的人物像使徒保罗这样的，他要说为我祈求呢？这样我就能够放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘呢？
And the simple answer is because there were times when he was in prison that I think he probably said, "I don't like this. Maybe I should stop preaching."
这个也原因呢，有可能就是说，当时呢，使徒保罗在监狱里，他说我不喜欢在监狱里，所以呢，我应该不要再传福音了。
We need the continual encouragement of the Lord to keep us going for God. You make sure that as you open your mouth for Jesus,You do it based on lots of the word of God and lots of prayer.
现在我们呢，就需要神的不断的鼓励，在我们去传讲神的话的时候，我们要确保我们当我们开口去讲神的真理的时候呢，我们要得到神的鼓励，我们要用大量的祷告。
And so you might just want to ask yourself the question now, when you pray, what is it that you pray for?
所以你现在呢，有可能要问你自己一个问题。这个问题是当你祷告的时候呢，你为什么祷告呢？
Do you pray for people who are strong or do you pray for people who are weak?
所以呢，你为那些强壮的人祷告呢，或者说呢，你为那些软弱的人祷告呢？
And we often pray for people who are sick. That's very good. They're weak.
所以呢，我们通常会为那些生病的人祷告，这个非常好，因为他们很虚弱。
And we often pray for people who need to become Christians. They need to get saved because if they don't, they will never go to heaven.
所以我们通常呢，为那些人呢，就说呢，祷告，要他们成为基督徒，要他们信。因为呢，如果他们不信的话呢，他们就去不了天堂。
And we often pray for weak Christians that they will grow strong in the Lord.
所以我们通常呢也会为那些软弱的基督徒祷告，这样呢他们在基督里面呢可以强壮的成长。
But remember also to pray for those who are strong, because they also have difficult days. They also find that the battles are heavy, and sometimes Paul ends up in prison again.
因为呢，就是说的也为那些强大的基督徒祷告，因为在他们的人生里呢，他们也会有艰难的时刻，所以呢，他们同样呢也面临着要像使徒保罗这样下监的风险。
So we all need prayer. Even the Apostle Paul, you keep praying for every man. Keep praying for all.
所以我们所有的人呢都需要互相祷告，所以呢你要保持坚持给每一个人祷告，就像是像使徒保罗这样的人，我们也要为他祷告，你要确保你为所有的人祷告。
And particularly he says, "I want you to pray for me that I may open my mouth boldly, that I may speak boldly."
这里呢，他就说呢，特别的要为我祷告，使我得着口才，能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And the reason again is that even strong preachers like Paul could become discouraged, and they could, instead of being bold, they could become backward in their service for God.
所以呢，这里讲到了，特别的是说，有那些强大的基督徒，就像这样使徒保罗这样的强大的基督徒呢，他们有时候呢，可能也会变得灰心丧气。失去勇气，不敢大胆的去讲神的话。
And then in verses 21 and 22, Paul speaks about his love for them in sending the Tychicus to them.
然后呢，第21节、第22节呢，这两节经文讲明使徒保罗因为爱他们，所以把那个主的忠心的仆人忒基古呢，介绍给他们。
Paul says, but that I may know, sorry, that you may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things whom I have sent unto you for this same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts.
第二十一节说，今有所亲爱的弟兄，在主里忠心的仆人忒基古，爱要把我的情况并我现在如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。第二十二节说，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我的情况，又叫他安慰你们的心。
So Paul's, excuse me. Paul's interest in them is that he not only wrote this letter, but instead of putting it in the mail, he said, I'm going to send this letter by Tychicus. He will carry it to you. And when he comes, he'll not only give you the letter, but he'll talk to you. He'll encourage you. He'll preach to you. He will help to build you up as Christians.
因为这个里面讲的使徒保罗呢，他不仅写了这封虚书信，他不是说把这个书信写完了以后呢，他把它放在邮箱里寄出去，他同样呢派了这个忒基古的这样一个人呢，亲自把他的信带给他们，这样呢，当他到达他们那里时候呢，他可以去跟他们讲，告诉他们很多事情，可以跟他们交谈，可以跟他们去讲道，这样呢可以在基督里面建造他们。
Remember, we Christians are a family, and we love one another, and we want to help one another, and encourage one another, and it's good to be together.
所以呢，大家也知道，我们基督徒们呢都是一个大家庭，所以我们要互相鼓励，互相爱，这样呢，我们最好就是说，多聚在一起。
Well, that's my time with you this evening. I must go to this other meeting now. The Lord bless you, and I'm going to ask Roy and Rob to carry on.
所以呢，这个呢，他的时间也到了，他必须呢去参加另外一个会议。那么下一场会呢，就是Rob 跟我一起继续。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you want us to take the wonderful message of the gospel of Christ to all around.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，就是您想要我们把这个奇妙的神的真理呢，传遍我们的周围。
Help us to be good soldiers and keep us from being subject to and overwhelmed by the attack of the evil one, we pray.
所以呢，我们祷告就是说，你要保持，让我们做一个好的战士，不要让周围的那些压倒我们的魔鬼所使用的那些诡计呢，把我们压倒。
And bless Brother Rob and encourage him as he continues to minister the Word of God.
所以呢，求你赐福给 Rob， 也求你呢，就是保护他，让他再继续的给我们讲神的话的时候。
And we give thanks and ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也向上感恩，祈求这些，那是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Chapter 17. Acts chapter 17.
所以大家翻到使徒行传的第十七章。
And then, Roy, let's read together. You read to the folks, from verse 1 to verse 4.
Okay. 所以我们要一起来读。我先把第一节和第四节和大家读一下。使徒行传第十七章第一节，他们经过岸非波里、西波罗尼亚，来到帖撒罗尼迦，在那里有犹太人的会堂。保罗照他们的规矩进到他们那里，一连三个安息日，本着经文和他们辩论，开启成名基督必受害，从死里复活。又说，我所传于你们的这位基督，这位耶稣就是基督。他们中间有些人信了，就与保罗和希拉结交，并且许多虔诚的希腊人，尊贵的妇人也不少。Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, now we were reminded of the importance of preaching that Brother Harold has talked to us about from Ephesians. And we want to continue with thinking about that great theme of preaching.
所以呢，我们在前面那节课里呢 ，Harold 呢也提醒了我们，就说讲道的重要性。所以这一节呢，我们要继续讲那个讲道和传道的重要性。
And we learn in Acts chapter 17 that it was Paul's custom to go to the various towns, to the various synagogues, and to preach.
所以呢，我们在这里面呢，也是从《使徒行传》第十七章里面学到呢，就是使徒保罗他经常会去不同的城市，在不同的那个会所里讲道。
The word for preach in the book of Acts is translated in various different ways. The Bible uses multiple words for preaching in the book of Acts.
所以在那个使徒行传里面呢那个讲道这个词呢其实翻译成很多很多不同的那个单词就是不同的意思所以在使徒行传里这个传道讲道是有多重意思的。
And the word in particular we're thinking about in verse 2 of Acts chapter 17 is the word reason. Paul preached or he reasoned with them in Thessalonica.
因为在我们第行传第十七章第二章里讲到的呢我们这里讲到的这个讲道呢实际上是用的辩论当时呢使徒行传与那个帖撒罗尼迦使徒保罗与那个帖撒罗尼迦的人辩论。
And so this word for reason is, the definition is he asked and he answered questions that the people in Thessalonica in the synagogue had.
这里呢讲的这个辩论呢实际上呢就是使徒保罗当时在帖撒罗尼迦的那些圣徒们面前他问他们问题和回答他们的问题。
So it would be interesting if we could have some asking and answering of questions. You know, me asking some questions, potentially seeing believers answer those questions. So we want to think about the value of asking, answering questions.
所以这个呢是非常有趣的如果一问一答就是对我来说呢去问人家一个问题其他基督徒呢回答我的问题所以这个呢在问答这个环境呢是非常重要的。
It is a very effective way of teaching this concept of asking questions. It is a very effective way of teaching.
所以这个是一个教导的非常有效的教导方式通过问答来进行。
And so, here's a little test. Who, can tell me what the first question was that was asked in the Bible and who asked it? It's a two-part answer. So what was the first question that was asked in the Bible and who asked it? Who could try that? Who could answer that?
所以你们大家有没有人想尝试一下，尝试一下回答我的一个问题？回答我一个问题呢，就是说呢，谁在圣经里是第一个问问题的，而且那个问题是由谁问的？这实际上是两个问题，你们大家有没有人自愿愿意回答一下？
I can give you a hint. It's God who asked it.
所以呢，我可以给大家一个线索，那确实是神问的。
Roy, who's going to try it?
你们中间有人要想不想要尝试一下？
In a garden, God asked Adam, where are you?
Very good. That is exactly right. In the garden, God asked Adam where he was.
这个呢，刚才呢，就是神在那个伊甸园里，神问亚当说，亚当你在哪里？这个是正好就是他问的那个问题，就是神在问亚当，你去了，你在哪里？
And so, as we think about that as an effective way of teaching, do we think that that meant God didn't know where Adam was?
所以呢，这个就是一个很好的开始教导的方式。你认为当时呢，神不知道亚当在哪里吗？
No, God knew where Adam was. God was using a question to teach Adam where he was.
所以呢，不是的，神肯定知道亚当在哪里。所以呢，神呢是通过问亚当一个问题来教导他。
Okay, so now another question. So we think of this concept as effective in Bible teaching, this asking and answering questions. What is the first point in the life of the Lord Jesus that we have from the Gospels? The first time we touch on his life apart from his birth and learn something about him. Do you remember what he was doing?
所以呢，这个里面呢，通过这个问答呢，是一个很好的一个方式来去教导。那么说呢，在圣经里，你们大家记不记得当时呢，主耶稣基督他在他的人生里，除了他出生的时候以外，那么说第一次我们主耶稣基督给我们讲到的那个点，他当时在做什么呢？
I'll give you a hint. It's in Luke chapter 2.
给大家一个线索呢，是在《路加福音》的第二章里面。大家有没有人自愿回答这个问题？
It was when he was 12 years old. What was he doing?
这个呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是当时是12岁，他当时在做什么呢？
Is somebody going to try that?
你们中间有没有人想试一下呢？
Remember, this is what Paul was doing in Acts chapter 17. I'm not sure if he was waiting this long for answers or not in the synagogue in Thessalonica.
所以呢，这就是呢，当时呢，现在使徒保罗在当时的有在这个第十七章里跟在会堂里跟帖索罗尼家人所辩论的东西。
It was when he was 12 years old. It comes from Luke chapter 2, and it's from verse 46 on to verse 49 or 48. And it says that he was sitting in the temple and he was asking and he was answering questions.
这个里面呢, 实际上大家可以翻到路加福音的第二章。第二章路加福音第二章 从46节到49或者48节讲。第46节说, 过了三天就遇见他在殿里坐在教室中间, 一面听一面问他们问题。
So that's the first point we want to learn from Acts chapter 17. Let's turn back to Acts chapter 17. That's the first point we want to consider. The value of asking and answering questions.
其实我们要回到第十章里面，这个呢，就是说你问答的这个价值，这就是说我们在使徒行传第十七章里要学到的第一点，就是说你是要用问答的形式。
And so now when we come back to these verses, in Acts chapter 17, we learn that Paul's style of teaching was to ask and answer questions. We learn that his place to do this was in the synagogues, amongst the Jews.
因为我们看到呢，使徒行传第十七章里，使徒保罗呢，当时呢，他做这个事的传道的方式呢，就是通过问答的方式来教导他们，而且他所
Why this particular passage is important to us is because it shows us how Paul came to Thessalonica and how he taught how long he was there. It says specifically that he reasoned for 3 Sabbath days or for 3 Saturdays.
所以呢，这个里面呢，这原因呢，是为什么我们要这一节、这一章、这几节经文在圣经里为什么是如此的重要？我们要来学习的是，当时呢，使徒保罗他到会堂里去，通过那个问答的方式来教导他们。教导他们呢，这个里面呢，也告诉我们他在那里待的时间，精确的告诉我们有三个安息日。
Who can tell me what a synagogue was? Does anybody know what a synagogue was?
你们有没有可以告诉我这个犹太会堂是什么呢? 会堂是什么意思?
It was clearly distinct from the temple. The temple was only in Jerusalem. But in Acts chapter 15, we learn that every city had a synagogue in it.
这个呢，它很明显和那个圣殿是有完全区别的，因为圣殿呢，它只是在耶路撒冷。 而其他的犹太会堂呢，我们知道在很多其他的地方呢都存在。
The synagogue was not an Old Testament idea. There were no synagogues in the Old Testament. They happened sometime before the New Testament started or was written, before the Gospels were written, and sometime after the first temple was destroyed.
这个呢，其实呢，这个犹太会堂呢，它不是旧约时代的一个产物，就是说我们所知道的呢，其实就是在新约时代，是在那个福音已经写出来了以后，而且是在那个第一圣殿被摧毁以后，这个时候才开始有了犹太会堂的。
Now we see that from this passage, it was Paul's custom to visit the synagogues. That was the same as the Lord Jesus. We read of his ministry, his starting ministry in Luke chapter 4, that it was also his custom, you remember, to go to the synagogue. He went to the synagogue in Nazareth, just like Paul, both the Lord Jesus and Paul, this was their custom.
我们也知道使徒保罗的习惯呢，他就是不断的去参观，就是不断的进入那些犹太会堂去传道。这个主耶稣基督呢，我们也知道在路加福音第四章里讲到的主耶稣基督他第一次出去服事，就是出去在传福音出去讲道的时候，他也是进入呢当时在拿撒勒的那个犹太会堂，所以这个进入犹太会堂讲道也是主耶稣基督的一个习惯。
And we see that from Acts chapter 17, from the Apostle Paul and from the Lord Jesus in Nazareth, that they both taught and preached the word of God. Remember that the Lord Jesus unrolled the scroll, and we see here in Acts chapter 17 that Paul preached the word of God to them in the synagogues.
所以呢，我们也知道呢，其实使徒保罗呢跟主耶稣基督呢，他们都是在犹太会堂里去讲道、去教导。就是说呢，我们也知道使徒保罗在这里呢，在使徒行传第十七章里，他进到犹太会堂里呢去讲道、去教导他们。那么主耶稣基督在拉撒勒的那个犹太会堂里呢，他也是去教导他们。
And so a question, here's an opportunity for a question.What would have been the scriptures that Paul preached from and the scriptures that the Lord Jesus preached from in the synagogues? What scriptures would those be?
那这个里面呢，就是给大家一个机会呢，来回答问题。那么说呢，当时呢，使徒保罗在那个犹太会堂里和主耶稣基督在犹太会堂里讲到的时候，他们讲的是圣经的哪一部分呢？
Okay, Roy, maybe somebody can answer that from that's sitting on the couch there, and their number is 018843. I see there's four or five people sitting there. Maybe one of them could answer that question. What were the scriptures that Paul and Jesus preached from?
In the,就说我们这个018843这有好几个姐妹坐在那里。这几个老姐妹呢，就是说呢，你们是不是有那个机会呢，就回答一下他，中间你们任何一个人自愿回答他这个问题，就是说是当时使徒保罗所在犹太会堂和主耶稣基督是在犹太会堂给他们讲到的时候，讲的是哪圣经的哪一部分呢？
It would have been the Old Testament, right?
这就是旧约，是不是？
Is that right? It would have been the Old Testament?
所以说是，如果是旧约，是不是对的呢？
Yes, yes, because the New Testament was not written. Paul wrote the New Testament, or half of the New Testament, and so it wouldn't have been the New Testament. We actually know that the Lord Jesus read from the scroll of Isaiah.
因为这个里面实际上呢，就是说是当时他们讲的都是旧约，因为当时呢使徒保罗那个新约还没写完，然后呢当时主耶稣基督呢，我们知道他首先读的那个是以赛亚书。
Okay, now in Acts 17, we notice what we want to emphasize now is we notice that Paul was there for three Saturdays. We already said this, but we want to focus on that for just a little bit, that he was there for three Sabbath days, three Saturdays.
因为这个里面呢，我们回到使徒行传第十七章，你讲到了那个使徒保罗的当时待在犹太会堂呢，说一年三个安息日，所以我们的焦点要放在这三个安息日上，也就是三个星期六。
Okay, and why this is important is becausewe can use that thought, we can use that truth that we've learned, and it can help us to understand 1 Thessalonians.
所以为什么这个东西是 如此重要呢？我们就可以利用这个概念来帮助我们怎么去理解帖撒罗尼迦前书。
All right, here's a little harder question. How many books in the New Testament do you think Paul wrote? What's a number? Give us a number. How many books do you think Paul wrote in the New Testament? Does anybody know?
因为现在呢，就是说呢，这个问题比较难一点。难一点呢？你们中间有任何人知道使徒保罗在圣经里写了多少本书吗？
How many books are there in the New Testament? Let's start with a bit easier question. How many books are there in the New Testament?
我们现在呢，也开始一个就是稍微简单一点的问题。那么新约里有多少本书呢？ 你们谁可以回答？
'Well, I know some of you know you're hesitant to answer. There are 27 books in the New Testament, right? Am I right? 27? Is that right? Can I get a nod if that's right?
Yeah,所以呢，他说呢，我知道你们的中间人都知道答案，但是你们可能就比较为难回答他这个问题。那么说呢，他说呢，是27本，这个是对的吗？如果对的，你们可以点点头。
Okay, so 27. Now, Paul, everybody agrees that Paul wrote 13, but some people actually believe he wrote Hebrews as well. So that would be 14. And I believe that. I believe he wrote Hebrews. So that would mean that the apostle Paul wrote 14 books in the New Testament. So if there are 27 books and he wrote 14, he wrote half of the New Testament.
也有些人说呢，其实使徒保罗呢写了13本书在新约里，但是有些人他也认为希伯来书也是使徒保罗写的。那么这么说呢，使徒保罗就写了14本书。那么如果使徒保罗写了14本书的话呢，新约里有27本书，那么实际上呢，新约里的新约里27本书，那么使徒保罗写了一半的新约。
Okay, so we've covered that, and why that becomes important is because when we come to 1 Thessalonians, which is what we're going to do now, we want to turn to 1 Thessalonians.
因为什么这个是如此的重要呢？是因为我们如果我们来翻开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候，这就是我们现在要做的。大家可以翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
We're going to think about the order, the chronological order in which he wrote his letters.
所以我们要先想一下呢，使徒保罗是按照那个年代的顺序来写他的那个书信的。
Probably answering what his last epistle was would be the easiest. Who can tell me what his last epistle was, the last epistle Paul wrote.
现在如果我们从使徒保罗写的最后一封书信里面呢，来看，可能比较容易一点。你们有谁可以告诉他使徒保罗写的最后的一封书信是什么呢？
If you're thinking 2 Timothy, that's right. 2 Timothy, and that's important because the letters of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament are not in chronological order.
所以呢，你们其实呢，你们可能认为就是提摩太后书，提摩太后书呢，这个是对的，就是这使徒保罗写的最后一封书信就是提摩太后书。但是呢，现在在圣经里面呢，那个使徒保罗所写的书信呢，并不是按照他所写的年代去排的。
In fact, the whole New Testament is not in a chronological order.
所以呢，其实事实上，整个的新约也不是按照年代是发生的，写的年代顺序排的。
It's a spiritual order.
这个是灵里的一个顺序。Right.
Most scholars agree that James was the first epistle written, the book of James, written by the half-brother of the Lord Jesus. And then the second book, most likely written, was the Gospel of Mark.
所以呢，这个呢，很多的大多数圣经学者他们都同意，那个雅各书就是主耶稣基督的半个弟弟，他这个雅各书呢是。 第一本在圣经里完成写出来的，那么第二本书呢，就是马可福音。And
then most likely the next epistle or the next letter, the next book that the New Testament Christians would have had access to was 1 Thessalonians.
然后呢跟着的第二本书呢就是说是在那个圣经里紧接着马可的后面的那一本就是三本就是大家一致的能够观点达成一致的呢就是说是应该紧接着而写的是帖撒罗尼迦前书。Okay,
just to make sure we're on track. How long was Paul in Thessalonica? Remember from Acts chapter 17, somebody tell me the answer. How long was he there?
因为这个现在也要问大家一个问题,大家有没有人能够告诉我,实际上呢,使徒保罗在那个帖撒罗尼迦从第十,使徒行传第十七章来看,他在那待了多久呢?
Three Sabbath days, it says. Remember, it says three Sabbaths in Acts chapter 17. So, go, Roy.
所以他说实际上是三个联系的安息日。所以使徒行传第十七章告诉我们，使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦待了三个联系的安息日。
Why this is so significant and so important is because when we come to 1 Thessalonians, everything that we read in these five chapters was doctrine, teaching. That's what the word doctrine means, is teaching. It was teaching the Apostle Paul taught those early Christians, those new Christians, in that 2.5 or 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks, whatever it was, is definitely less than a month. This was the doctrine he taught them.
所以为什么这个是如此的重要,这个意义是如此的重要呢?实际上是当我们开始读那个帖撒罗尼迦前书后书的时候呢,这个整个的前书帖撒罗尼迦前书后书实际上是当时使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的待的那三个星期或者说两个半星期或者最少是我们知道是少一个月。 在那一个月里,他教导帖撒罗尼迦,少一个月,在那三个安息日,两三个星期里,他所教导的,那个当时的帖撒罗尼迦信徒的所有的教义。Right,
so remember, Paul came to Thessalonica as his custom was. He went into the synagogue on Saturday for three Saturdays. He asked, and he answered questions, and he reasoned with them from the Old Testament. That's what he did.
这个里面所讲的当然照使徒保罗的习惯呢,他当时来到帖撒罗尼迦以后呢,来到帖撒罗尼迦以后,他首先进入犹太会堂,在犹太会堂里待了三个安息日,也就是三个星期六,在那里呢,他通过问他们问题,回答他们问题和他们辩论,这样呢, 教导他们当时所有的旧约，所以这就是当时使徒保罗这三个星期六在帖撒罗尼迦所做的事情。And
so again, when we come to 1 Thessalonians, we have five chapters of various doctrines, some smaller, some larger, but these doctrines that Paul taught in 3 weeks to new Christians.
所以呢，我们就是来到帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候呢，我们这里有五章。五章呢，实际上呢，有些东西呢是很大的一个范围，有的时候是一个很小的一些东西。那么实际上呢，当时呢，使徒保罗的这五章所告诉的，都是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的时候呢，他所教导那些新的全新的基督徒们的一些教义。Right.
So although these doctrines, they some of them seem a little easier to understand. Some of them seem harder to wrap our minds around. We have the authority of Scripture that this is what and how Paul taught new Christians.
因为不管这里面他教义你所讲到的，有些是很难理解的，有些是很容易理解的。但是呢，我们知道是使徒保罗当时怎么去教那些新的基督徒，他都是从那个圣经里得到这样的权柄，用他圣经里的东西去教当时的帖撒罗尼迦的信徒的。
Okay, and so the next time we're together, we're going to go through and think about some of those doctrines in Thessalonica that Paul taught to new Christians. For now, let's just be reminded of some of the things we've covered, some of the things we learned. And let me again, using the idea of Acts chapter 17, let me ask you some questions. You give me some answers, and by this, we'll move forward. So, we said, how many Sabbath days was Paul in Thessalonica? Just hold up your fingers. Show me that you've got it.
那这个呢，就是说呢，就像是使徒保罗他当时呢到那个帖撒罗尼迦去讲的，他们样式就下一个星期呢，下一次我们如果再记的时候呢，我们就是学习的时候，我会把那些帖撒罗尼迦前书里面的那些细节呢跟大家讲一下，我们可以把它过一遍去讲一下当时呢使徒保罗给他们带来的是什么样的教义。那么说呢，就今天呢是给大家预先预告一下提醒一下。 那么说呢，根据刚才那个使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦他通过问答的方式来去教导他们。那么今天呢，我们也可以以这种方式来说。就首先我的第一个问题呢，就是说是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦待了多久？你可以把你的手指，就是说伸出来告诉我是几天。Okay,
all right, good. Remind us of what was the effective way of teaching, of Bible teaching that Paul introduced us to, or that he used in Acts chapter 17 that actually we were introduced to in Genesis and we were introduced to in the life of the Lord Jesus. Who remembers what the effective way of teaching was? What was it?
那今天呢，大家有没有记得，就像我们在《帖撒罗尼迦》不是在《使徒行传》第十七章里所讲到的使徒保罗呢，通过各种的方式，通过问答，通过我们也通过问答这样呢，就是说呢，是我们回到那个创世纪里面是问了一个问题，然后又是说使徒保罗是在怎么问问题？主耶稣基督他首先出去传道的时候呢，他是怎么去问问题的？就是说。 目前来讲呢，我问大家问题就是说呢，很有效的传道的方式，讲道的方式是什么呢？
Somebody，
有没有人可以回答我的问题呢？
A volunteer, or then we're going to have to call somebody out again.
如果大家不自愿回答，我会点名让大家回答。
Remember, it was asking and answering questions. We had somebody answer that from Genesis, God asking Adam, where are you? And we also had in the life of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 2, remember, he was asking and answering questions.
这个里面呢，实际上呢，大家要记住这个问答，一问一答，这个是很有效的一个教导的方式。我们也知道呢，就是说呢，在创世纪里，当神问亚当说：“亚当，你在哪里？”的时候，这个时候就是这个我们是通过这个问题的方式来的。同样，在路加福音里头，那个主耶稣基督他在圣殿的时候呢，他也是一面问问题，一面回答问题，所以也是通过问答的方式。
And we used some of those principles just in our introduction in Acts chapter 17. We thought about when Paul was writing this letter, it was written first. We thought about where he was. We were reminded of Thessalonica, an actual city. So we had when and where and who he was writing to. And those are always good questions to ask when we're studying the Bible.
这个呢，我们现在呢用一个基础的实际上在《使徒行传》第十七章里做的一个介绍。当时呢，使徒保罗在哪里写的这么些？为什么要写这么些？写给谁的？所以这个呢，就是说，当我们学习圣经的时候，一个很好的方式呢，就是首先呢问一些问题。当我们问的问题，这个就是一个非常有效的来学习圣经的一个方式。
Okay, well, our time is gone, I think, or close to. Has anybody got any questions? that they want answered.
因为这个呢，我们的时间呢也快到了，也马上要结束了，在这还有一点的时间，所以你们当中任何人有没有问题要问他的，就是他刚才讲的那些东西，你们存在有些疑问，你们可以问他。Okay,
then I want to just point out one doctrine that Paul taught in Thessalonians, it's in every chapter, it's in all five chapters.
现在我现在要跟大家讲的，实际上使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面呢，他在五章里面都在教导一个教义。
And it's the doctrine of the coming of the Lord.
所以呢，这个教义呢是。
In English, we call this study eschatology.
所以呢，在英文里我们讲到的这个呢，就是说是告诉我们将来的要发生的事情。
It simply means the study of future Bible events.
所以基本简单的讲呢，是我们的学习在圣经里将来要发生的事情。And
it's good to remember that at least 25% of the Bible is prophetic, has to do with future events.
因为这个就是非常有趣的，在圣经里面的23%的实际上讲到的呢，就是在圣经将来的要发生的事情。
And so in chapter 1, it's the coming of the Lord is referred to in verse
9
and verse
10. Is that First Thessalonians?
First Thessalonians 1, yeah, 9 and 10, verse 9 and 10.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章的第九节和第十节里，这里讲到的就是这样的一个教义。
And there, Paul is linking the coming of the Lord with the gospel message that he preached.
所以在这里呢，使徒保罗其实他讲到的呢，主耶稣基督再来的这样的一个教义，他当时是在讲的。This
was in his theology, in his thinking, this was motivation for making a decision for Jesus Christ.
这个是他的那个神学的教义，也就是说他就是说呢，他做出这样的一个，就是说明说主耶稣基督会再来。He
talked about the coming of the Lord in chapter 2, in verse 17, 18, and 19.
因为再次呢，在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章里呢，第十七节、第十八节、第十九节里，再次来谈到主耶稣基督的再来。And
in chapter 2, the coming of the Lord was motivation for service. So in chapter 1, the coming of the Lord was motivation for receiving Christ or connected with the gospel. In chapter 2, the coming of the Lord was motivation for service. It was the judgment seat of Christ. Paul was reminding these new Christians about the judgment seat of Christ.
这个呢，这第二章你所谈到的，是使徒保罗讲到的，当时那些新基督徒呢，就是我们去服侍主的动机。服侍主动机呢，这个就是谈到了当时的那个基督的领奖台要来。 在基督的领奖台来说，这个呢是我们服侍主的一些新基督徒服侍主的动机，就像第一章里面讲到的，说我们就是说我们的动机就是说是要接受主，接受主呢主，因为主耶稣基督会再来。In chapter 3, the
Apostle Paul in verse 11, in verse 12 and 13, he uses the coming of the Lord the coming of the Lord as motivation to live a separated, or what we call sanctified, a holy life. Remember, we were reminded of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness. Well, this is the doctrine of sanctification. And so Paul says that the coming of the Lord is motivation to live a separated, sanctified, holy life.
这是那个在帖撒罗尼迦第三章第十一节第十二节讲到的，那是就是我们的动机。我们动机因为主耶稣基督要来，主耶稣基督要来的话呢，这样我们要过一个分别为圣的这样的生活。所以这里讲到的是我们要圣洁自己，就像我们在前面那一节课里所讲到的，要用公义做护心镜。所以这个呢，我们因为 主耶稣基督要来，所以我们去服侍主的动机呢，就是说我们要去过一个分别为圣的生活。
Then in chapter 4, verse 13, to the end of the chapter, verse 18, he presents the doctrine of the coming of the Lord as a doctrine of comfort and encouragement for those who are suffering persecution.
这个呢，然后在帖撒罗尼迦书第四章从第十三节开始，一直到第十八节呢，是这里讲到的这种动机呢，就是说是要安慰那些在受苦受难的基督徒们，因为这个时候讲到的呢，就是说主耶稣基督他会再来，再来把我们提到空中去，这样呢，对那些基督徒呢，在受苦的受难的基督徒，我们给他们一个安慰。
And then in chapter 5, in verse 23 and 24, Paul shows that the doctrine of the coming of the Lord is actually affects every area of our life. It affects our spirit, our soul, and our body.
这个呢，实际上呢，在帖撒罗尼迦书第五章的第二十四。 26节、25、26节讲到的，实际上呢，这个呢，主耶稣基督要来呢，他会影响到我们现在的人生的各个方面，包括呢，影响到我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身体。
Okay, so here's a question now, and then with this we're done. What was the doctrine that was taught in all five chapters in the book of Thessalonians?
现在我们的最后一个问题，这个问题问完了以后呢，我们今天就结束了。那么这个问题呢，就是说呢，在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书所有的五章里，使徒保罗要讲的同一个教义是什么呢？
The coming of the Lord. Who can tell me what the chapters, what the coming of the Lord was connected with in each chapter? Is anybody up for that?
那就是主耶稣基督的再来。那么说呢，有人可以告诉我，实际上和他每一章的那个联系是什么？有人能告诉我吗
？Roy, how much time should we give them?
It depends on you.
Cindy, what about you?
Cindy, 你怎么看？
我没听到你刚才问的问题，那个没听懂。
So he is not sure what's your question.
Oh, who can tell me what the coming of the Lord is connected with in all five chapters? We went through and saw the coming of the Lord in all five chapters. Can you give me any of those? Remember, it was the gospel. It was the gospel in chapter 1, right? It was service, Christian service in chapter 2, right? In chapter 3, it was this idea of sanctification or living a holy life. In chapter 4, the coming of the Lord was connected with encouragement and comfort for those who are suffering, facing death, those kind of things. And then in chapter 5, it was connected with every area of our life.
Right, go. Yeah. So he's saying the 分别为圣。第四章呢就讲到对那些在基督受苦受难的基督徒给他们带来了安慰。第五章讲到的呢就是说是在这样的主耶稣基督的再来要影响我们人生的各个方面。
Okay, all right, Roy, that's got it. We should pray.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we're grateful for an opportunity to look into your word.
对主啊，我们非常感恩，我们有这样的机会来学习您的话。
We're thankful that your Holy Spirit, who is the author of your word, is also our teacher.
所以呢，我们非常感恩呢，您的圣灵呢，是我们圣经的作者，也是我们的老师。
And so we pray tonight that you would bless each one of us and help us to understand, your word.
所以呢，我们祷告就是今天晚上呢，您会赐福给我们，也帮助我们去理解您的话。
We pray a blessing on your people. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们也祷告呢，求你赐福你的子民。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thanks, Brother Roy.